Previously with Martin Bester.
Yeah, so the president spoke 8 o'clock last night and he said, shame, he didn't even mention the smokers this time round. He was just onto alcohol and no more sale, what of alcohol, all right, with immediate effect. A lot of people are questioning that. So I thought, let's ask the legal voices. And our legal voice this morning is Ulrich Ruh from Ulrich Ruh and Associates. Ulrich, goeiemorgen.
Hi, goeiemorgen, Martin. Hoe gaan het?
Goed, dankie, en jy?
Goed, so.
Lekker, dankie vir jou tyd. Okay, kom ons begin sommer net daar. Baie mense, val op Twitter, sê, you can't just change something with immediate effect like the sale of alcohol, right? But has it been gazetted already by the time the president spoke to us?
Yes, it has. So the gazette was circulated yesterday. It contains the new amendment as announced by the president last night, and it is dated 12 July 2020. So, you know, they are correct. They are correct in saying that it is only law once it has been gazetted and circulated. Mm-hmm. And they've done that correctly. So, yes, it is law as we wake up this morning.
But now, okay, are you saying it's been circulated yesterday already? So did the people with liquor stores and so on, did they know about this before the president said it?
No, they wouldn't have. There would have been rumors, obviously, during the round, but as far as I'm aware, and I have spoken to a few people in the industry, no one was aware of this and no one was consulted as well. So, you know, a decision that was taken, the president said, after consultation with his cabinet and all the relevant parties, but seemingly not the alcohol representatives in the industry.
So this morning, so last night, the bosses and the bottle store owners just basically WhatsApped their employees and said, listen, don't come in this morning.
Yes, unfortunately, that would seem to be the case. And certainly a drastic step taken by the president. We heard him saying that the reason for that was because of the number of alcohol-related injuries, alcohol-related car accidents, and that is taking up crucial space in our hospitals, and they must try and avoid that at all costs. So, yeah, certainly a drastic step taken.
I guess if they gave us a heads up, it would have defeated the purpose. We would have gone out and stocked up.
Yes, unfortunately, we've seen some mass hysteria taking place during this lockdown, and I think if the president announced, you know, the ban on alcohol and he gave society 2 or 3 days to go and stock up, then one would have seen massive queues at the liquor stores again, no social distancing, so certainly it would have defeated the purpose. So hopefully, you know, people did act proactively and have stocked up a bit on their wine and beer at home.
We hope. Listen, so the mask thing. I mean, when he came on and said now it is, did he use the word illegal?
Yeah, so he said it is mandatory for people to wear masks when they go out and when they are in places such as shopping malls or such as buildings, office parks as such. He did not say it is illegal. The reason being, I think, because a lot of people are adverse to wearing masks, so they wear another form of protection, such as a visor or a buff or a scarf or whatever the case may be. But I think he made it very clear that the institutions and the landlords and the people who provide spaces for public gatherings are obliged, and it is mandatory for them to ensure that people who come into their buildings do wear some sort of protection.
I could have sworn he used the word law. Didn't he say it's now a law?
No, he did not. So, yeah, it's certainly another grey area there. And you won't be arrested if you don't wear a mask. It is it is just mandatory for the people who make a public gathering space available to ensure that all their their signs are up, and to ensure that people do not gain access to their premises if they don't wear some sort of protection.
So just for clarity again, if you get caught distributing alcohol, you could be arrested. That is illegal.
Yes, indeed.
But if you're not wearing a mask, it's mandatory but not illegal.
Indeed, 100%. Right. A lot of people have come out as well. There are, you know, a lot of opinion that small children should not be wearing a mask. And a lot of people are now asking, you know, what about my kid? But I would advise people to try and keep small children out of public gathering spaces. Mm. And if the kids need to go, then try and find some other form of protection, such as a visor or anything else that you are more comfortable with.
But, I mean, also at the same time, no need to be otherwise about it. You know, wear your mask. There is enough evidence seemingly worldwide that links the wearing of masks to the slowing down of the spread of the virus.
Yes, definitely. I agree completely. If one looks at the stats in the United States of America, they are sky high. They've got four times more infections than the second highest country, Brazil.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of that can be attributed to the fact that the president did not make masks mandatory or encourage the use of masks, and they are now feeling the effects of it. Mm.
Lastly, quickly, when it comes to the taxi ruling, it seems inconsistent with the need to socially distance people. So did they lose some kind of fight with the taxi association? Because I know that they were really set on 100% full taxis. And all of a sudden it says, okay, for local, you know, no social distancing needed there. Full taxis, and of course, unless you go long distance. What do you think happened there?
Yeah, I'm not sure. We can only speculate at this stage, and until we find any proof that there was some undue influence by the taxi associations. But certainly bizarre. I had to fly to Cape Town a week ago for work, and you know, we maintained social distancing as we entered or got onto the aeroplane. Only to go and sit on your seat, and the aeroplane was fully booked, and everyone was sitting on top of each other on the plane. So. You know, I think there are so many different views pertaining to this lockdown and pertaining to try and keep everyone safe. And I think everyone must just try their best, you know, and try and sanitize and try and keep safe and clean as far as possible. But, you know, I don't think we must speculate too much regarding the taxi associations without there being any evidence to show that.
Sure.
The president did announce that local taxis doing local routes are allowed to have 100% capacity, but that the taxis must at all times adhere to the regulations as well as to the mandatory proceedings of wearing a mask, sanitizing, and all of that. So I do think that there will be strict control exercise over that. I do think that there will be quite a few roadblocks and police presence amongst the taxis, and it is in everyone's interest just to, as I said, try and adhere as far and as much as possible.
Just in closing, is there anything else from the president's speech last night that needs to be pointed out to us that we may have missed?
Yeah, I think, you know, as you said, the cigarettes weren't even mentioned this time. I think that for the poor smokers out there, I think they are in for the long haul. I don't see us lifting the ban on cigarettes at least for the next month or two. But then one of the positive points was that all the parks are open again. People are allowed to frequent the parks again. They are not allowed to gather in large groups in the parks. And then the curfew, you know, the president implemented a curfew now again. From 4 a.m. in the morning, 9 p.m. at night until 4 a.m. in the morning, people are not allowed to be outside unless it is for work purposes or unless it is a medical emergency. And, you know, I think, once again, there's been much confusion surrounding the regulations in the lockdown. But, you know, our stats are worrying. We are now the 10th highest infected country in the world, and we are currently sitting at the third highest infection rate per day, and that certainly is very worrying. So I think that people must, as you said earlier, you know, these regulations are frustrating, but we must try our best to adhere to it as far as possible. It's for the greater good of our society, no doubt.
Ulrich, thanks for your time. Cheers, man. Bye.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Yeah, you work. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ulrich Ruh from Ulrich Ruh and Associates Attorneys. Just giving us the lowdown there in terms of the regulations versus laws, gazetted, etc., etc. The liquor stores are not going to open this morning. It's been already gazetted by the time the president spoke last night. Sealed.
Start your day with Martin Bester.
Every morning. 6